Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to Tuesday, July the 26th edition of the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to 1340 AM and 92.3 FM if you're up early with us, 5 to 6. And at the end of that hour, we play my music written for me by Sammy Kahn and Peter Daniels, makes me happy. Hope it makes you happy. And then at 8 o'clock, switch over to KKGX Radio, 920 AM and 99.1 FM. And listen to the Joey English Show. If you need a website, a phone number, want to hear something again, I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. Then after we're finished, the team of Rick and Denny and Joey, we get everything up on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Tuesday, July 26th is also All or Nothing Day. Let me think about that. That seems pretty appropriate. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center presents the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series tonight. 6:30 reception, 7 o'clock concert. Dr. Charles Metz on harpsichord will be featured. Doesn't that sound lovely? Details at psculturalcenter.org. The 2022 Palm Springs Leather Order of the Desert has tickets on sale now for their October 27th through the 29th Eruption Meet in the Heat. Check it all out at pslod.org. Riverside County wants you to know about the Oasis Mobile Home Park Community Meeting, July 27th, which is tomorrow. It'll be at Desert Mirage High School in Thermal, and it's being presented in Spanish. Yay! And there's a dinner. Go to rivco.org. And you ready to play Legendaries? Our legendary friend Wink Martindale presents his award-winning History of Rock and Roll from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Welcome to Kelly's Corner. It sounds like a bar down on the... Kelly's Corner is hosted every month by Steve Kelly, friend of mine for 100 years, and he covers everything there is to be talked about, dreamed about, thought about when it comes to sports.
Well, thank you very much, Joey. And the first local thing we have, I know that you're very close to the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and they have announced their new coach. He is Dan Bielsma. Really good hire for them. Bielsma played most of his career in Southern California for the Ducks and the Kings, came up with the Kings. And then after Dan Bielsma went into coaching, actually took the Pittsburgh Penguins to the Stanley Cup Finals, which is no small accomplishment.
No.
And then after he left Pittsburgh, he went to Buffalo. And I will tell you this, the Lord Almighty couldn't have coached that team, and he got fired. and that was nothing that he did. I mean, they couldn't have beaten the Little Sisters of the Poor. What an awful organization that was at that time.
Okay.
And after that, he's been coaching in the American Hockey League. And he's a really good hire, I think, by the Kraken
good.
To bring him out here. He's working in Charlotte. The minor league team, they've split it this year, which is, I don't want to get into it. It's too complicated. But a lot of the players of Seattle are based in Charlotte. They will come back to Seattle this year when they go to training camp in September. And now the Acushore Arena is not scheduled to be open until December.
Right.
So they will open up and play some home games in Seattle. And that's been
where
done
the Kraken
before.
Are.
Yeah, the Kraken are. The Firebirds will open up actually in Seattle. And that they've done that before in the AHL, which is the one tier below the NHL. The San Jose Sharks, their farm team, the Barracuda, play up at their arena, which I think is the SAP arena. The arena names constantly throw me off because they're changed every 38 minutes, you know. interesting.
The check is in the mail.
Interesting situation with that. And before we get to the local sports, I believe they're trying to build a new football stadium in Chicago. And they are going to sell the naming rights. And very interesting on that because the George Halas family have been playing at Soldier Field for years. And a few years back, his daughter was still alive, and she was in her 70s, and they wanted to sell the naming rights to Soldier Field, which is where you make your money.
Oh.
And she said no. She turned down $100 million.
I got to sing at Soldier's Field many times.
But I think that those days are past.
Name the football team.
What, Soldier's Field? It's been the Bears for
forever. Name the coach.
Well, when you were playing, when you're singing, probably Mike Ditka.
And name the voice. Who was the color guy?
Oh, I have no idea.
You should do. He died out here.
Oh, I don't know who.
Isn't it Harry Carey?
Harry Carey was the voice of the Cubs and the White Sox.
Oh, I knew I was Chicago.
Yeah, Harry.
Another place I sang.
Harry Carey was Harry Carey was the longtime voice of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
His real name was Harry Carabini, and he knew Yogi Berra. Grew up in an Italian section of St. Louis. The funniest thing was they claimed they didn't know how old he was. Well, if you read his autobiography, he said that his parents died when he was 5 years old in 1919 of the flu. Well, I may not be that smart, but I do know you take five from 1919, and I can do the math.
Exactly.
And then Harry got fired from St. Louis for reasons I will discuss off the air and never on the air.
Wow, and, hard to believe.
Wound up in, your engineer knows what I'm talking about, and then he wound up with the Oakland A's for a year, but even Charlie Finley was too crazy for him. And then he went to the White Sox, and I will tell you this. The 3 or 4 years Harry was with the White Sox, his color man was Jimmy Pearsall, who recently passed away. And, of course, Pearsall was the guy who was five fries short of a Happy Meal. That was the best broadcast I have ever heard.
Really?
And Bill Veeck owned the team.
Remember?
So Bill Veeck was the guy who was three sheets to the wind by 1 o'clock. So they would go on the air, and the craziest stuff would happen. And Harry, Bill, Guy would pop out to the pitcher, and, you know, Jimmy Pearsall would say, Harry, you know, that wouldn't be a home run in a phone booth. And you just...
Oh, gosh.
Well, I used to watch them, the TV.
It was radio, wasn't it?
No, TV.
It was TV
they
by
were,
then?
They were on WGN as well with the
Cubs. Yeah.
And the team was just awful. Awful. And then, but they were so fun and entertaining.
Yes.
In fact, in the Museum of Broadcasting, which is in L.A. and New York, three innings of broadcast they did is in it, and it should be. Just fantastic.
Oh.
And then Jack Brickhouse got retired by the Cubs because they said he was too old. He was the same age as Harry Carey. So then they brought Harry over, and a lot of fans then, of course, recognized him with the Cubs. But really, his real start was in St. Louis. And the 1 year with Oakland we won't count because I don't think Harry ever counted it either. But anyway, so...
Okay, wait, we did hockey.
We did hockey. Well, Dan Bylsma. And just again, the Firebirds are selling season tickets. And,
yes.
You know, they have all sorts of packages, and they've been very good in the community. I know that in Cathedral City they came over and put on a clinic and, you know... Really nice. Coach Shannon Miller is fantastic.
Wonderful.
I mean, here's a woman who coached Canada, won a gold silver medal. In the
Olympics.
She's
been on the show.
Yeah. And she's really a good person. They're all good people over there. So, you know, the other big thing going on right now in sports, first of all, let's do a quick baseball recap.
Okay.
Since we've last talked, the Angels have fired Joe Madden, and that was more of a mercy deal. Joe Madden is one of the nicest people I've ever met in baseball. He, longtime Angel coach. I expect him to surface in Philadelphia or somewhere.
Any relation to the other Madden?
No, no, no. No, that's not his real name either. His real name is Joe's. I can't. It's short. It's an Italian name. He's really from, Chipmunk, Pennsylvania or something. But his real name is like Madaloni or something like that. And the dad shortened the name. But Joe was there, managed the Cubs to their first World Series. Great manager in Tampa Bay. All around one of the nicest guys I've ever met in baseball. I knew him pretty well when I was covering the Angels. He was a coach there for many years. He would go out on the field and say hello to everybody. People think baseball coaches and managers just show up if we're an 7 o'clock game at 6:30. No, they're there at 1 or 2, and they're actually teachers, they're instructors. But Joe Madden would come out to hit fungos. He would go over to the security guards and say, "How are you, sir? How are you this?"
Wow.
Him and David Eckstein were two of the nicest people I've ever met. Genuine. And the Angels were just a mess. Their front office is in shambles.
Really?
And now they're in a fight with the city of Anaheim. So just write this down for a couple of years. I think Artie Moreno wants to move that team to L.A. And people say, where would you build a baseball stadium? Well, by the fact the Dodgers would have a stroke. Remember, they were going to tear down the L.A. Convention Center and build a football stadium there.
So you're saying?
I think he's going to threaten it. I don't know if he's going to do it.
So a new football stadium in Chicago.
No,
a
there's
new baseball stadium in
maybe
L.A.
Maybe L.A. because he's fighting with the city of Anaheim, and they were going to build a football stadium there, and then that blew up. But they, you know, the L.A. Convention Center has seen better days since the Korean War, whenever they built it, and they obviously have the parking and the infrastructure there, and they've already approved it. for a football stadium. So I don't think it would be the, except the Dodgers would raise holy hell about it. But I don't. It's not the O'Malley's anymore.
No.
Which, as we told you, one of the great stories in baseball is the O'Malley's are now, the O'Malley family now owns the San Diego Padres. And nobody discusses that. You know, the Bavese family owned it originally. And then, because he'd had a fight with Walter O'Malley and had one of the great lines. They interviewed him for the Boys of Summer and they asked Buzzy, what's Walter O'Malley got? And he goes, well, Walter O'Malley will tell you he has a stadium, but he forgot 300 acres of prime real estate. And I just laughed when I read it. And so Walter O'Malley's grandson, Peter Seidler, bought the Padres. And I believe, actually, Peter O'Malley's on that board down there.
I think I heard that.
But nobody talks about that. If that was, that's because of the West Coast, East Coast deal. If that was George Steinbrenner's kid buying the Boston Red Sox, ESPN would do a 19-part documentary on it. But, you know, interesting with that. The Dodgers are muddling along. They're going to be there at the end, though. They're very good. The Padres, Fernando Tatis, I don't know when he's coming back. I don't think they do either. He's in the witness protection program. But Tatis Jr. has been hurt. You know, and I don't know. I haven't watched as much. Baseball is adopting a new rule starting yesterday.
Yes.
Where they will be down to 12 pitchers. I guess, you know, these five.
Tell me the new rules because I don't understand.
Well, the new
them.
Rule in baseball that they're now adopting is you can only carry 12 pitchers on a roster. And if you go back in time, the old time players hate this. Baseball has been taken over by what they call analytics. All sports have. You cannot watch any sport in America without an analytics discussion breaking out in 10 minutes. And I think it's kind of, for me, it strips the joy out of a lot of it. I go to watch the games. I want to know who won, who lost. I can figure out some of this. Some of the analytics I think are helpful. Some of it I think borders on witch doctory. And, you know, but it's now everybody is involved because of a movie called Moneyball with Brad Pitt. And, you know, what Moneyball forgot in the whole movie was that they had three pitchers win 47 games that year. That was never mentioned in the
Listen
movie.
Listen to you. You have such a memory.
I was just watching the clips of Moneyball actually on YouTube, and I'm like, wait a minute here. This never happened. But I will say one thing about Moneyball before we get to our break. The late Philip Seymour Hoffman played Art Howe in that movie. I was amazed. I didn't know. I was talking to my brother about this. I had not known he was the guy. And, Joey, you know a lot of old baseball players. 90% of them, and some guys have been around them, their legs are shot. Plus the wear and tear, and they do that shuffle, the side-to-side shuffle, which a lot of professional football players do.
Jaeger's knees.
Yeah, all of them. The catchers are the worst. Mike Sosa. But they try to take pressure off of their joints. Well, when Art, I don't know how somebody told him this or what he watched. Philip Seymour Hoffman was walking down the dugout. I thought he was an old baseball coach because he had that down,
Seymour,
that gait down perfectly that these guys in their 40s and 50s, most of them do get knee or hip replacements have.
Lasorda did both his knees the same day.
Right, but Tommy had the same walk.
Yes.
You know, Tommy had the same walk. And they all do. Mike Sosa. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This guy must have played baseball. And then, you know, I see it's Philip Seymour Hoffman. And then a year later, he's doing Truman Capote. So you realize what a fantastic actor he was.
See?
To be able to pull that off. And as I said, I somebody who's been around a major league clubhouses now for 25 years, I thought he was an old baseball
That's
player.
Great acting, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad you're here. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.